Scientists are looking at traditional African medicine for possible treatments for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. The Salk Institute for Biological Studies is analyzing the leaves and bark of a tree that grows on an island nation off the coast of West Africa. On Sao Tome Principe, traditional healers have used the Voaconga Africana tree for hundreds of years. It's a small tree that produces yellow or white flowers that turn into berries and seeds. The seeds and bark have been used as a poison, aphrodisiac, and psychedelic. But traditional healers knew it somehow affected those believed to have brain disorders. Pamela Maher is a senior staff scientist at the Salk Institute's Cellular Neurobiology Lab.
We have developed over the years a variety of what are called phenotypic assays that mimic different aspects of what goes wrong in the aging brain. And we have thought for a number of years that plants that have been used in traditional medicines might offer a new source of potential therapeutic compounds for neurodegenerative diseases.
These include Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, as well as degeneration that occurs following a stroke. It's estimated as many as 5 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, which causes a 500,000 deaths each year.
Right now, there really are no good treatments for any neurodegenerative disease. And so we thought that by combining our phenotypic assays that can screen for potentially therapeutic compounds with new potential sources of therapeutic compounds might be a wonderful combination.
Serendipity caused researchers to focus on the Voaconga Africa tree. While visiting his family in Portugal, Maher's associate, Antonio Caraes, met Maria do Madureira, a researcher studying herbal medicine on Sao Tome Principe for many years. They developed tests to find medicinal properties in plants.
We were focusing on plant extracts that were used in traditional medicine, either specifically for brain disorders or were known to have anti-inflammatory activity. And it's now known that a lot of neurological diseases, or almost all of them, involve some degree of inflammation.
The researchers found that the anti-inflammatory properties of the tree extracts were mostly due to one molecule called voicamine. No tests have been done on animals yet, but this is the molecule that potentially could lead to a synthetic drug for brain illnesses.
It was much more potent than we had expected something to be. So this showed that our approach for identifying these type of compounds works.
Maher says there are many potential sources of drugs in native plants around the world. Most of them have never been tested. She says since you cannot test every plant, the best approach is to use the knowledge that's been around for thousands of years to help pick and choose what to study. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.